Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
My name is Andrea Beth Crawford Bush. The date is Monday, July 1st, 2024, and I am now with my father-in-law, Robert Bush, my husband, Edward John Bush. This is his dad. I just finished interviewing his mom, Marcia, and now it's dad's turn. So I'm going to ask you to tell me your full name.
Robert Paul Bush.
And who were your parents?
Paul Alfred Bush and Edna Gruber. Bertha is her middle name.
And when and where were you born?
I was born in 1937, January 28th, in Monroe, Wisconsin.
And did you have any siblings?
Oh, yes and no. I had two that didn't survive.
Who were your grandparents?
My grandparents, were John Gruber. And I can't remember my grandmother's maiden name. I know that they were from Washington, D.C., but so we never saw them.
If they're from Washington, D.C., how did your family end up in Wisconsin?
Oh, I have no idea how they got there. I just remember once in my lifetime we had visitors from Washington, D.C. But that would have been my grandmother's side of the family.
Do you know anything about your dad's side?
I remember my grandparents on my dad's side. They passed away when I was about 4 years old, so the memory is pretty slim, but I remember going to their house, and the house that they had ended up being a radio station in the late years.
Mm-hmm. What was your childhood like? What was your childhood like? What was it like when you were little?
Well, I was on a farm. Mm-hmm. My dad moved from one farm to another farm quite a bit, and the first memory is about 4 years old, something like that. And just moved and moved and moved.
From farm to farm to farm?
Until I was in sixth grade. Moving into seventh grade, we were moved to a town, and that was when I went to some place other than a one-room schoolhouse.
So would that have been Monroe?
Yeah, that was always Monroe.
Always Monroe.
Just different places around it.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a lot of chores to help with the life on the farm?
Oh, yes. I can remember, I had to have been about 5 years old, I remember doing chores. Particularly going to the help milk the cows. Mm-hmm. And getting chased across the farmyard by a rooster in the rain.
Oh my. Was there a chore that you liked or didn't like?
No, never had the opportunity to not like.
It's just the way it was.
Yep. You got work to do, you do it.
That's right. What were your parents like?
Well, when I was in first grade. My father lost his left hand in a corn shredder. Got caught in the corn rollers. So I remember him doing a lot of things with that stub with no hand that most people couldn't even do with a hand.
Wow.
And my mother was a farm wife all the while. She, of course, had her chores to do until we moved to town in sixth grade. Then she got to work in a restaurant, and so she had a part-time job anyway.
Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy going to school in Monroe?
Well, I started in the town school in seventh grade, and that was junior high. It was in one building. Across the street was the high school, so the area, it was always the same area.
Mm-hmm. Did you like school?
Oh, I can't say I liked it, but I can't say I didn't like it. I mean, it's something you got to do. You got to do it.
Right, right. How many were in your graduating class?
133.
Oh, that's a good size, actually.
And the 70th reunion is in 2 months.
How about that? Are you going?
No.
You'll
I think
be there.
That's too far to go.
Yeah, you'll be there in spirit. What did you do during summer months when school was not in session?
Oh, well, after seventh grade, that was where I finally played baseball. Other than that, I delivered newspapers.
Huh.
On my bicycle.
Yeah.
Scouts?
Were you involved in scouts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Went through Boy Scouts from... Well, I had two neighbors in the neighborhood we moved into that I got to chum around with, and they were in Boy Scouts, so of course I ended up in Boy Scouts and in church and with them.
So your church association started with Scouts?
Really, because they were sponsoring a Boy Scout troop.
Interesting. So did your... participation in the Scouts develop your hobbies? Because I know that you like to do woodworking.
Well, that was through junior high. From junior high all the way through high school, we had a shop as a class. So there was one of the projects.
Mm-hmm. Yep, he's pointing to a little coffee table. And at our house, we have a train table that sits on a coffee table. And we also have a rocking horse and a teepee that was a joint project. Bob did the frame and Marcia did the fabric for the tent. And so these two are very crafty. What jobs have you held?
Well, my first job, of course, was farm for my parents. When I was a senior in high school, I got a job in my senior year, near the end of it, in the gamble store, which that was my job in various spots for 10 years.
What did you do for gambles?
Well, I started out at 50 cents an hour. Got to get that in.
That's just crazy.
Oh, and I worked there on weekends when I was in college. Then during the summer that I could not afford the college the next year, they gave me a job in Beloit, Wisconsin. And I eventually moved to Owine in another gamble store.
And then how did you end up with the railroad?
Well, a gentleman that, after I was married, a gentleman that went to church with us, worked for the railroad, and I can't even think of Delmer's last name. Anyway, he got me a job on the railroad, the Chicago Great Western Railroad.
And then you ended up at the Kansas City Southern?
Well, the Chicago Great Western got involved in a merger with the Chicago Northwestern, which we decided we didn't want to move to Chicago. So we ended up moving to Minneapolis for the Minneapolis, Northfield, and Southern. And my boss that I used to work for the Great Western got a hold of me, and we moved to Kansas City. He was starting his own company, engineering company down here, so.
Did you enjoy that job?
Oh, pretty well.
You were with them quite a while.
Yeah, I was with the railroad for 34 years.
Mm-hmm.
Three different railroads, but.
And even after you retired, you were a consultant for a while.
Yeah, they called me back to work for a couple of 3 years, and I decided when I retired I was going to retire then.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I know that you've been married. Tell me about your sweetheart.
Well, she worked in a restaurant, and I had to eat.
Did you ask her out the first time you saw her, or was it two or three times after?
Oh, it was several times, because I ate every day in the restaurant that she worked at. And one day I just waited outside the restaurant for when she got off.
Were you nervous? Probably.
Probably, yeah.
I think most of us would have been. And so you married the love of your life, Marcia May Bush, on July 13th, 1958. Okay, and you'll be married, let's see, today is July 1st, so you're coming up on your, what'd you say, 66th wedding anniversary. That's quite an accomplishment. And you had, tell me how many children you had and their names.
In what?
Tell me how many children you guys had and their names.
Oh. We have had 6 children. Started out with Randy, Stephen, Kenneth, Peggy, Edward, and Joanne.
And they were all angels, right?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. I'd say they are. Let's see. What was your favorite trip or vacation?
Oh, I think Brazil was probably.
The Amazon River
where we've fish for the meat-eating fish.
Yes.
And ate them.
Wow. Yeah, you guys had some cool experiences.
So, oh, we've had a lot of good experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Few bad, but not many.
Yeah. Have you had any major unexpected life issues?
Not as impressing as that they created a memory for me.
But mm-hmm.
The thing that I feel kind of bad about is every company that I ever worked for no longer exists.
Mm.
But they were good to work for because they fixed up my retirement for me.
Right. And helped you support a family and Well, that's good. What do you feel like you've done well in your life?
Boy Scouts always stands in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were a strong leader for a long time. So, what'd you say?
Four sons are Eagle Scouts.
Yep, the four boys are Eagle Scouts.
Yeah.
That's pretty significant.
And there were several other Eagle Scouts.
Yep. That's very impressive. What advice would you give to a 25-year-old?
Pay attention and do your job well.
That's good advice.
Don't try to get out of it.
Mm-hmm. And how do you want to be remembered?
I don't know. There's everything to be remembered.
Mm-hmm. Probably as a hardworking, loving man. Very patient. You both are very patient. Yeah.
Well, we've had a good wife. We had good trips. A lot of things to remember.
Yep, lots of good things. Anything else you want to share?
Not that I can remember.
Okay.
He's a good money manager.
Good money manager. Yep. All right. Well, this concludes the interview with Robert Bush on July 1st, 2024.